Welcome to the EFAX Corporate Podcast. You can find related podcasts, videos, webinars, and other educational content on our website, enterprise.efax.com. If you have questions related to today's conversation or a suggestion for a future podcast, please email us at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, and welcome to our webinar, The IT Manager's Survival Guide to Moving Your Fax Infrastructure to the Cloud. I'm Michael Flavin, Senior Product Marketing Manager with J2 Cloud Services, part of J2 Global Incorporated. Our agenda for today is to provide IT management with a virtual survival guide for moving their existing fax infrastructure to the cloud. First, we'll review the cloud computing and related cloud faxing models and evaluate the pros and cons of each. We'll discuss also some key indicators which will help determine whether or not cloud faxing is right for your organization. We'll also discuss some real-world scenarios where organizations have moved their existing infrastructure to the cloud. And then finally, we'll look at 10 key considerations your organization should utilize to select a cloud fax provider when that time comes. And a little housekeeping. We've allotted some time at the end of our webinar for questions and answers today. If you have any questions, however, during the webinar, you'll see a Q&A widget on the right-hand side of your screen. Feel free at any time to pop in a question, and we'll get to that question as soon as we can in the webinar at the end. However, if we're not able to answer your question or address it, we will have someone from EFAX Corporate and J2 Cloud Services reach out to you. We'll start your survival guide with an overview of cloud computing. Most of us would probably agree that the cloud model is here to stay. And in fact, according to IDC research, upwards of 69% of organizations surveyed have moved at least one core component of their infrastructure to the cloud. So if your organization has already leveraged cloud computing, you're not alone. However, there's been a paradigm shift in cloud consumption. Many organizations have changed from focusing on hosting or disaster recovery to applications as a service, infrastructure as a service, and vertical specific solutions for industries. For example, big data applications that are utilized on the cloud for medical analytics and then consumed privately back on site. These applications leverage the power and the scale of cloud that would otherwise be cost prohibitive for organizations to run that level of computer and computing power on site. So the challenges for IT management these days with all these cloud options out there are not if, but which applications or functions should they source to the cloud. And also, how to find the best feature-rich and cost-effective cloud providers that provide the scale and reliability that enterprise business and SMBs demand. In addition to understanding which model, private, hybrid, or fully hosted cloud best fits your business needs, and we'll talk a little bit more about those in a moment. It's also important to have a basic understanding of each of these models so that you can decide which one is right for your organization before moving core business applications and data, such as faxing, to the cloud. Let's review these three basic models of cloud computing and some misconceptions that are out there in general, and then apply these models to cloud faxing. So there are three main modes of cloud out there today that some of you or many of you are familiar with. These are public cloud, private cloud, and hybrid. Let's start with the public cloud. This is the standard model. Service providers make computing resources available, say applications or storage, to the public over the internet. Many of us know these as free or paid services such as Gmail, iTunes, Netflix, Instagram, or Salesforce for business. Commonly, this is a shared pool of computing resources. Then there's the private cloud. This is a distinct cloud-based environment or instance in which only the specific client organization can operate. It's commonly within the virtualized environment, and IT management commonly understands this as virtualized cloud computing, but can actually be on-site or hosted private cloud off-site. And again, this is usually a unique pool of computer resources, which means it's not shared computing resources, and it's a distinct environment or instance for that particular client. And then finally, there's hybrid cloud, which is integrated cloud services utilizing both private and public cloud to perform distinct functions for one organization. An example of this would be where a business leverages private cloud, say for financial data, and then, for example, uses public cloud for collaboration projects, such as SharePoint. It's important to note that all cloud services should offer certain efficiencies. Public cloud most likely will be the most cost-efficient and scalable versus private cloud. And there's a common misconception out there that private cloud is more secure, and that's really starting to go away as businesses focus on the scalability, the features, the cost of the various cloud providers that are out there. Hybrid cloud adds value really only if the two can have mutual benefits, leveraging public and private resources. For example, an offsite business continuity and disaster recovery service works together as a tiered solution. So with all the various flavors of cloud computing, let's review some more common misconceptions about cloud computing in general. Misconception number one, cloud computing is still in experimental mode. Well, nothing could be more from the truth. Cloud computing is not a coming soon technology. In fact, upwards of 69% of organizations, as mentioned earlier, have moved a core component of their cloud, of their core network, that is, to the cloud, and 58%, over half of businesses, spend at least 10% on cloud computing. Misconception number two, the CIO position is not needed since cloud providers will handle everything. The complete opposite is true. 75% of businesses surveyed reference that the CIO is a mission-critical position within each organization and helps to manage the cloud infrastructure. Misconception number three, cloud computing is only good for technology. Well, for example, a lot of businesses look at cloud as a resource for disaster recovery, backups, or scale, say, for computing purposes. But many businesses today are looking at cloud computing as a differentiator. For example, there's always on, always available, lower cost, and highly scalable services, which can give businesses a leg up on their competition. Misconception number four, private cloud or on-site cloud are the only secure models since they are inside the firewall. Well, the reality is, as security features improve, for example, TLS encryption and secure data centers are available for hosting core business applications and data, the focus for selection of outsourced cloud applications and providers has shifted to the cost and features of those providers. For example, CRM, faxing, data, disaster recovery. These are core applications that can be hosted in a secure fashion. And finally, misconception number five, cloud consumption is simple. Well, moving a core application to the cloud, as many in the IT profession will attest to, can be a tall order, and many in IT look for cloud providers to help them mitigate these circumstances and look for the expertise that they need in partnering with the cloud provider. So similar to the cloud models that we already discussed, faxing today has three primary deployment modes, private, hybrid, and cloud or hosted cloud. So let's look at private fax. This is also known as on-site, on-premise faxing. These are businesses today or enterprises that have fax servers located on-site. So that means that they have the telco lines, the fax cards, they manage the maintenance, all of the hands-on work of the physical servers, capacity planning, and unfortunately, a lot of the rebooting of servers when that's needed. The bottom line is that the in-house IT management team is responsible and assumes responsibility for the SLAs, the maintenance, and troubleshooting of the fax infrastructure. Whether or not this is truly a private or just a server that's rebranded to serve the purpose for other purposes of billing it as a hybrid cloud is debatable. Some organizations do virtualize their fax server to leverage virtualization technology, which is always good. But at the end of the day, you still have a server instance on the host that needs to be managed and troubleshooting taken care of. Then there's the hybrid mode, which is similarly, you have the fax servers, all the infrastructure and maintenance, the CapEx that has to be managed by the IT team. And then there's a failover, if you will, to the cloud for a non-core function of that business, which would be the fax network of that cloud fax provider, aka public cloud component, that they would bring to the table as a value add for that business. And then finally, there's public cloud faxing. This means that there's no on-site infrastructure required. There's no capital expenditure, no maintenance, no telco lines. It's all hosted by the cloud fax provider. So those are the three fax models at a high level. And now let's dive into the pros and cons of each one of those and take a look a little bit more closely at each one of those. So again, with private or on-site faxing, the pros are supposed to be that there is more control, integration, security, technology, and that you have hardware that is paid for, it's capitalized, it's amortized. But at the end of the day, on the downside, the IT organization and management still has to manage and plan for scalability. Plan for CapEx in their budget when a server gets end of life or needs upgrades or maintenance. And then there's the IT burden component. You still have to manage those servers, and if there's issues, you have to troubleshoot those or reboot them. And also from a compliance perspective, is that solution compliant because it's inside your firewalls? Is the data encrypted? Does the server have to do printouts of all of the PHI or PII data that's on those to purge a server? Those can be some of the downsides, just a few. And then taking a look at hybrid cloud. Again, this relies on both on-site fax servers, the quote-unquote private part, which is really just you, your organization managing servers, and the public cloud infrastructure to deliver faxing. This is all really predicated on your ability to manage your infrastructure on-site to meet your SLAs, scalability demands. So nothing really changes there. But on the flip side, what about compliance? What about are you double paying for something that could be managed through one provider? That could be a definite con for the hybrid model. Is this really a rebranded server that's marketed to meet the means of hybrid cloud when it's really just you manage the server still with the failover to the cloud? So let's click down a little bit, another level, if you will, in evaluating fax servers. Then that's whether you're currently private, have servers on-site, virtualized instance of the fax server, or maybe you're leveraging a hybrid model that the provider sold you on. Let's look at the financial considerations of this. Let's take an example. Here's an example of a company that's got a fax server that's end of life, and let's look at the cost associated with, kind of the make-buy decision that some of you in IT might be looking at and doing due diligence even today. At your organization. So considerations are you're looking at a server, a fax card with a telco interface, the fax software, and all in, this is a big bar tab. It's $43,000 per server, amortized over 3 years, $1,200 per month to run. And this is in contrast, would be in contrast to the total cost of ownership of a cloud fax model, where you're not paying for the infrastructure. You're just paying for usage, or the pay-as-you-go model, if you will. Take a look at your infrastructure cost on this next slide. It's not just the servers. You're also paying for T1 lines, potentially if you're an international law firm or healthcare entity or a financial services company with international dialing. You'll be paying for those lines. Then, of course, there would be software maintenance agreement on an annual basis. And you might even have server upgrades or software patches or updates that you have to bring in line to get your server current. So that's about $800 per month right there. And then finally, on the hosting side, so you may have the data on-site. As we talked about, private cloud can be on-site or off-site. Either way, you may be paying $1,000 a month to continue if you include telco hosting or data center on-site. The HVAC, the electricity alone can be several times the cost of a server over 5 years. So those are considerations that are soft dollar costs that some folks miss and are important to consider when you look at cloud hosting versus continuing to maintain your fax infrastructure on-site or with a hybrid model. So what does this all add up to? About $3,000 per month. And again, it's important to remember that there's no redundancy here. If you want N+1 redundancy, in other words, adding a second server and then a server for failover, that cost triples to $9,000 a month. So the question is, why add or continue to maintain expensive infrastructure that few in IT want to touch? From a financial perspective, $3,000 a month without redundancy, $9,000 with redundancy built in, doesn't necessarily make financial sense in the make-buy equation to continue to have fax servers or a hybrid solution, if you will. So let's face it, a lot of IT folks aren't exactly excited about maintaining fax servers. Perhaps your resources could be better freed up to do other forward-looking projects and activities and focus on quality of service tasks for your organization. So now that we've looked at the pros and cons of each of the various models of faxing, let's take a look at some of the common issues that many in IT management cite to us for drivers of cloud faxing adoption. First off, on the volume side of things, I mean, an organization has a hard time continuing to justify CapEx if their volume isn't sufficient to continue to invest in that capital asset. And that's regardless or irrespective of private or hybrid faxing. They still have an infrastructure that they're maintaining. Conversely, if you look at the capacity and reliability and scalability in high volume industries such as legal and finance and healthcare, these are all predicated on a high availability and the best cost providers offering compliant and highly secure solutions, not really building and scaling in-house infrastructure. And then finally, many of our customers share with us that an infrastructure upgrade project or a VoIP project, for example, is a good time to consider moving to cloud faxing, and it's also a great way to save on capital expenditures and IT overhead. Great way for IT management to come out looking like an IT hero. So let's also look at a couple of real-world examples here just to give you some color on some of these situations. We alluded to legal, finance, and healthcare just a second ago. So here's some real-world examples. This particular customer is in healthcare. They have high volumes of documents. They have a fax server that's integrated into their EMR or electronic medical record system today. However, their concern is with high volume and scale, they're concerned that their capacity planning and cost are going to outpace their capability to keep up with their faxing. They also have the obvious concern of compliance and HIPAA regulations. So this entity decided to retire their fax servers, and they moved all of their infrastructure to cloud faxing with eFax Corporate. This greatly enhanced their HIPAA compliance, and they utilized our API, which provided full integration into their EMR and increased ease of use for their users. They can fax from their mobile devices or bring your own device, BYOD, if you will, using eFax Corporate. And it also removed that burden of CapEx, capacity planning, and the IT overhead associated with managing fax servers. The next scenario is pretty common with financial services companies. This particular company was getting some complaints from customers who weren't getting the faxes. They had performance and service issues, had to reboot servers a lot, and they also had servers that were end of life, so they were coming up on that make-buy decision, and this particular company retired their fax servers and moved to the cloud with eFax Corporate. What they saw here was increased SLA uptimes. They got rid of the maintenance and the whole project of rebuilding their fax server and infrastructure and paying for the OS upgrades, the maintenance, et cetera. So it was a win-win definitely for everyone in that case. And finally, our last example is a law firm. They ran into trouble in two fronts. First, they had a VoIP project where they migrated from a PBX system to a VoIP system, and post-migration they had issues with fax and VoIP quality, and faxes not going through, or jitter and those other kind of things that can occur. But they also had they're a very large law firm, so they're geographically dispersed, and they have fax servers in multiple locations. So one of the challenges for the CIO of this firm was to continue to justify the IT CapEx and the burden of managing multiple servers in locations, and making sure that they had the quality that they needed, and then the problems with the VoIP. So this law firm chose to go to cloud-based faxing. They got rid of the infrastructure and the VoIP problems that eFax helped them alleviate, and are pretty happy with their solution. So hopefully we've provided you today with some good insights and tools for evaluating the various types of faxing or cloud faxing models that are out there, the private, the hybrid, and the cloud solutions. And, you know, perhaps we've even convinced you that cloud faxing is the right way to go, and we certainly hope so. But really, the biggest question you need to answer if this is where you're at is cloud faxing right for your organization? So we wanted to review some of those considerations from our learnings and customer feedback before you make that jump to the cloud. First off, from a compliance and audit perspective, ask your prospective cloud provider if they have full audit trails and you can retrieve documents and help you maintain your compliance going forward. Ideally, this would involve an ease of use in finding documents, a search capability, and the ability to pull up a thumbnail of a fax document for retrieval now and in the future, and understanding your compliance and retention requirements versus what that cloud fax provider can provide. Second of all, scalability and infrastructure. And this is a very important point. If anyone you're looking at is a reseller or third-party provider of this, do they really own the infrastructure, and what have they invested to ensure that you have high availability that your organization demands? And if something goes wrong, are they the owner of the SLAs, or is it the person they bought that fax pass-through network capability from? And then from a redundancy and disaster recovery perspective, along the same lines, what investments have they made to ensure in the event of a site loss that they have failover capability and they can recover from a disaster? If you're an enterprise and you're moving a core component of your business to the cloud, you're going to want to obviously do the due diligence there to understand what their return time objectives are, and if something goes wrong, who's left holding the bag? Is it a third-party vendor, or are they actually the owner of the network? And then, of course, from a volume perspective, what is your expectations? What kind of volume does your organization put out in terms of faxing? And if you put out thousands and hundreds of thousands of pages, say, outbound, can this the cloud fax provider, the good ones, should be able to manage that capacity? If it's not in millions a day, you may want to ask in the volume level of millions of faxes a day, you may want to ask a few more questions as far as what they're capable of handling. And then the fifth question or consideration you may ask a prospective cloud provider is the security protocols that they utilize. Do they have the latest and greatest TLS, transport layer security, enabled, for example, and enforce that for the most secure faxing for legal, financial, and healthcare, for example. Some still use outdated protocols. And then for your organization, you know, where are your servers at in their life? Are they at end of life? Have they reached the three-year mark? Are you looking to do, you know, fax upgrades and rebuild that infrastructure? And we went kind of through that exercise during the webinar. That can add up. And so you need to take that into consideration in the total cost of ownership equation and determine what's the best strategy for your organization. Clearly, a good cloud fax provider can have a lower total cost of ownership over the long term, and it's a pay-as-you-go model. And then next would be, you know, what are your pain points as an organization? Before you move, you want to check, you know, the features and the things that your organization needs. And then what's currently going on? Is there problems with the infrastructure? Are clients not getting receiving faxes? Are you missing inbound faxes? Do you not meet certain compliance mandates that your business is in? You may be able to actually improve your compliance or your scalability by working with a third-party provider, a cloud provider, if you will, but you have to understand what your pain points are, obviously, first. For most IT folks, it's managing the fax servers. The next question would be, you know, if you're working with a hybrid fax cloud provider or a server, what business are they in? Are they selling you a fax server and then telling you if something goes awry that you're going to get moved to the cloud? And if they're selling you cloud and fax servers, is that really in the best interest of your business when there may be more cost-effective solutions that were there in the first place? And then the ninth consideration and question you may ask a prospective cloud fax provider are, what features do they allow that are in alignment with your business objectives, be that compliance and audit, volume requirements, uptime and SLAs or security? And then we highly suggest that you do an internal survey of the features that your customers, your internal employees are using. And maybe that's mobile faxing. A couple of more examples might be confirmation receipts or MFD integration to your multifunction devices. Perhaps TLS enhanced security is important. Distribution list for inbound faxes to groups or vice versa on the outbound side. So understand what those are and don't cut yourself short. Ask for the world and see what capabilities and feature sets are out there. And you may be looking at a good upgrade by outsourcing to the cloud. And then financial considerations would be the 10th component of this, you know, we went through the exercise of the cost benefit, and it certainly is expensive to continue to maintain that fax infrastructure. So when the time comes, say a fax server is at end of life, or you're experiencing some pain points in the where does it hurt of the world, you know, these can be some triggers that can make you look like an IT hero if you make a full due diligence exploration of a cloud fax provider, and you may actually end up saving your organization some time, some money, and some resources, and free up your organization to work on some forward-looking IT projects and quality of service. So now that we've explored the numerous benefits of cloud faxing and validated many of the benefits to a cloud fax model, here's some things that you should demand from a cloud fax provider. First and foremost, no on-site servers or infrastructure. And this will reduce your overall IT costs, free up your IT staff, and your overhead and the resource burden that you may currently be deploying to manage your fax infrastructure. Secondly, you want high uptime SLAs, and you should demand a 99.5% or better SLA uptime for a fax network. And furthermore, you probably could ask prospective cloud fax providers what investments they've made in redundancy and security and scale. And if they can't answer that adequately, that may be a red flag. And then, as mentioned before, you may want to talk about the features. Again, don't cut yourself short. You may want to demand strong security, for example, TLS, transport layer security, for highly secure faxing if you're in the legal or financial services industry, for example, and mobile fax support. These are all simple integration issues that can be enabled by a good cloud fax provider and provides ease of use and streamlines your workflows. So we've certainly laid down the gauntlet for what you should be looking for and asking for in a cloud fax provider, and made the case for this is the right way for many organizations to go. But the question remains, how does eFax Corporate measure up, you may ask? Well, eFax Corporate has invested millions of dollars in its infrastructure, from its network to its failover capabilities, and we provide a highly secure, compliant, and redundant cloud fax network worldwide. This company is capable of sending millions of faxes every day, and we service nearly half of the Fortune 500 companies worldwide. So in partnering with eFax Corporate, you'll have the peace of mind in knowing that major enterprises and over 12 million SMBs worldwide are relying on eFax Corporate to deliver their mission-critical fax transmissions. And lastly, you'll also get the ease of use and simple deployment and deep integration through our flexible APIs, and you can retire those fax servers. So we can help you, minimize those capital outlays, the IT burden, the maintenance, all of the things we've discussed in this webinar, so that you can put that burden on people who focus on one thing, which is cloud faxing. And you get the benefit of unlimited scalability for your organization. Another key differentiator about eFax Corporate is our core business. Again, eFax Corporate has a geographically dispersed global network with Tier 3 and Tier 4 co-locations worldwide, providing high uptimes, 99.5%, rapid delivery times, and unparalleled transmission security. This is our core business. So what does it take? What is the roadmap for migrating to the cloud, you might ask? With eFax Corporate, our goal is to make it easy for your organization to move to the cloud. We have the resources and enterprise infrastructure to enable a seamless migration from premise-based or private cloud faxing, if you will, or a hybrid model for your organization. So what that means is you can simply port your numbers over seamlessly, or if you need new numbers provision, we can handle that for you, and you can retire your fax infrastructure. We will be with you throughout this entire process. So when you migrate to the cloud, you'll benefit from a top-notch customer service and technical services team. And their sole purpose is really expertise in faxing, and that's what they provide. In addition, you'll have a top-notch sales team and account management team who will help you and guide you through your migration to the cloud with eFax Corporate. So a little bit about eFax. eFax Corporate is part of J2 Global, a publicly traded company, market cap of $3.2 billion. So we're a significant company with significant resources. We have over 12 million customers worldwide and have had growing revenue in 17 consecutive years. We specialize in cloud applications to help businesses be more productive. We're headquartered in Hollywood, California, where it is an absolutely beautiful day. And as I mentioned in the webinar, we have data centers and offices worldwide, and that consists of Tier 3 and Tier 4 geographically dispersed and redundant data centers. And it gives us that global footprint and capability to support enterprises. And we have the infrastructure to scale and support, as I mentioned, many of the Fortune 500 companies around the world. And it's also of note to mention that we own significant IP of 40-plus cloud service companies. All right, so we're going to switch over now to our Q&A session. Let's get started now. We have questions coming in. This first question is coming in from Dan. He is an IT executive, and he wants to know, can his existing phone numbers be used with the cloud fax service? And the answer is yes, absolutely, Dan. So as we mentioned in the webinar, we are able to port over your existing fax numbers and also provision new ones if you need those. As a service, and as we delineated in the onboarding process, we can help you with that. Okay, our next question comes from Sumit, and he is in the healthcare industry. He wants to know if we have a HIPAA compliant solution, and Sumit, yes, absolutely. So one of the things we talked about in the webinar was TLS, Transport Layer Security. We have an eFax Secure solution that is the highly secure solution for faxing via the cloud that many of the top healthcare providers today are utilizing. So it's an option there. There's other options for integration, and it just depends on your organization, whether you're implementing under the conduit exception or if you want to be HIPAA compliant, straight up with the secure encrypted data in transit and at rest. So I'm sure eFax Corporate Sales would be glad to help you with that. Our next question comes from Malia, and she wants to know if there's any other capital investments or sneaky things that a cloud fax provider would throw in that we need to migrate to your service, such as a firewall or new telco lines, and can you use the existing infrastructure? So the answer is no. There's no CapEx up front to support this. Really all you're going to need to do, Malia, is migrate your existing fax numbers over, which we can help you with, or we can give you new ones if that's a need. But there's no infrastructure that you need to invest in, as we mentioned in the webinar. Really, it'll go the opposite direction. You can retire your fax servers. You can get rid of the telco lines and recycle those appropriately. And you won't need that stuff anymore. So it's actually going to be a plus for you. Next question is from Jason, IT network engineer is asking his servers at end of life and wants to know if their provider said that we can upgrade, they also have a cloud component to their fax failover. Is that worthwhile? Well, it's a great question, Jason. I mean, as we pointed out in the webinar, you need to kind of do a full analysis of the different models of cloud, private, hybrid, and cloud faxing to see what's right for you and ask those questions. You know, where's your server at? In this case, it sounds like it's end of life, and, you know, it may be the best thing for you to look at outsourcing your cloud, your faxing to a cloud fax provider like eFax Corporate, rather than paying for both a on-site fax solution, which you have now, rebuilding that server, and also paying for, you know, that network, that PSTN, the fax provider network and IP network to continue to maintain things. So I hope that helps. Do the analysis, but we think that if you do that, you will find out that moving to cloud faxing may be a really good option for you. Next question comes from Gerard, who is an IT director at a financial services company, and he wants to know, with eFax Corporate, is the eFax Corporate product secure? And we had a question like that a little bit earlier. It depends on what you want to accomplish, but there's different ways that we can implement secure faxing for you, and that can be eFax Secure, as I mentioned earlier, or TLS SMTP, not to get too technical, but we have a lot of technical folks on this webinar, so that could be secure email as well. So it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish, but I'm sure that there's multiple solutions that are available that would be able to help you with what you want to do. The next question comes from Shannon, who is a VP of IT at a healthcare company. We have multifunction devices. Do you require software to integrate into them? That's a great question. It's not something we covered on this webinar, but we did in another webinar, which was focused on cloud integration and integration into MFDs with cloud faxing. And absolutely, Shannon, we can integrate with multifunction devices, and that can be in the form of a distribution list. You can do domain send. There's a whole bunch of options out there for you, and it requires absolutely no software. You're really just using your existing resources, whether that be LDAP or, Active Directory, or however you integrate with email to connect that MFD to the network. You just need a network-connected MFD. And last question is from Justin. And he wants to know if there's any maintenance fees associated with a cloud fax agreement with eFax Corporate. Great question, Justin. There is no capital expenditures or annual maintenance agreement, if you will, because there's no hardware. There's nothing that you need to keep on site. It's really just getting you hooked up to cloud faxing, and your number's ported over, and you're up and running. It's really a pay-as-you-go service, as we mentioned during the webinar. So, okay, well, we're just about out of time here, but want to thank everyone again for attending, and we hope that this information has been helpful for you, and that you can be an IT hero when the time comes to move your IT fax infrastructure to the cloud. And we've provided a great roadmap and some great tools for you today to do that analysis. Thank you so much, and thank you for joining today.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the eFax Corporate Podcast. Please visit our website, enterprise.efax.com, for additional podcast episodes as well as other resources to help you make the best informed decision about your fax service. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future podcast topics at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com.